The U-A-E.
Wake up, the Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Yes, what is happening? It is your Wednesday morning, the 13th of March. Big Rossi here. Pretty Malek smashing the news already. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning. How are we feeling for a Wednesday?
Feeling all right. I had a bit of a late night. I was doing my quiz night last night. And then, you know, because we've got Ramadan hours now.
Yeah.
I usually have like a routine on my phone for waking up.
Yeah.
Well, I turned it off and then didn't turn a new routine on.
Oh, gosh.
So, luckily, Liz woke me up.
Luckily. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Liz.
Also, I've got no glasses today because they've gone in to be changed. Lenses.
So, are you going to be okay?
I don't know. I mean, let's see if I press the buttons. Okay, but, you know. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. By the way, if you're breaking fast this evening, it's going to be at 6:30 for iftar. We've got a fun show lined up. I read this article to do with gossip, something that I do on the show every day.
Right.
But it's an interesting fact that I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, okay then.
Interesting. We'll do that at 8:10. Jenny, our digital lady, who is amazing.
Digital lady.
She has provided us with a game by the name of Taylor Swift or Bath & Body Works product.
Okay.
So we'll do that a bit later on.
Can't
and we
wait.
Do have a Canon camera to give away, right?
Yes, we do. We've got iftar for you this hour as well. Let's get the show on the road.
Let's do it. We've got some good gossip on the way this morning, right?
Taylor Swift is making residents in Hollywood very angry.
Uh-oh.
She's doing something.
Does she still live there most of her time?
I don't know. I think she lives in New York most of the time.
Okay. Where's my sheet today? Have you...
I'm not giving it to you.
Why?
Because you don't pay attention, and then all you do is think about terrible dad jokes. So I want you to think, if you would like to do a joke, you can
think
of it on
the
spot.
That was the best bit of the show yesterday.
So all the hard work that I put into delivering the story didn't matter.
I was listening to it. Why didn't you give me it? Are you seriously...
Even James said don't give it to him.
Why?
I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, now I don't know if I want to do the show. That's not very nice.
You can think of jokes on the spot.
Here's Avicii, Wake Me Up on Virgin Radio 104.4. Wake Me Up, Avicii reminds me of the song that Chris Fade did a parody of. All about waking up for school. I think it's only right that we play it right now.
I think so.
It's not his best work, but it's still good. Have a listen.
Darkness, trying to find my uniform. I can't tell where my tie has gone, and my school shirt is torn. They tell me I need to go to school to get a job if I want to succeed. My mama's packed me my lunch again. Oh no, it's seaweed. Well, wake me up when school is over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was walking the malls, now I'm in the car with me mum.
You are welcome there. It is Virgin Radio 104.4. Josephine is on the line this morning. Hi, Josephine. How are you doing?
Hello, hello.
What's happening? How? What's going on?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Great to have you listening.
I've been missing you guys for 2 weeks. I lost my headset. I'm now so happy. I bought some new one.
What did you say, sorry?
She lost her headset. So you couldn't hear us for 2 weeks because you lost your headset?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm working every morning and I can't listen to you on the radio, so I put my headset on the phone. And then I can hear it.
Aww.
Wow, that's amazing. But what a way to welcome you back with that awful Avicii parody. Sorry about that. Listen, thanks so much for listening, Josephine. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you, guys. Have a great day, too.
Bye. Ramadan Kareem. You'll be proud of me yesterday, Pretty.
What'd you do?
I went for a blood test. And you know what I'm like with the old blood test.
If you don't know, Rossi, well, I don't know why we did this together years ago. I discovered this then.
It was...
for our visas.
Yeah, we had to go at the same time for some reason.
So Rossi and I, about, what, 8 years ago easily?
Yeah.
Our visas were up around the same time, so we decided to go together after work one day to do the blood test that you have to do for the visa at that time. And I sat there in the chair, and then I saw Rossi turning a shade I've never seen him turn.
Yeah.
And you nearly passed out. I didn't realize you were that bad with needles.
Oh, I hate it. It's unusual for a person from my city. I think it's because there's a little bit of meat on my arms, right? It's hard to find a vein, so they always keep stabbing away.
You didn't even look at, like, you couldn't even look at me.
Yeah, I have to, like, on my phone or something.
I seriously thought you were going to pass out.
Yeah.
So how did you do yesterday?
So... I was all right. Yeah, the phlebotomist was very good.
Good word there.
Thank you. My friend used to be one. That's how I know.
Yeah.
So she was in and out, but it does hurt, doesn't it, when you get that little needle in your arm?
Doesn't bother me.
No. What do you do? Can you even look at the person digging it in?
My favorite thing is because I'm a smaller human being.
Yeah.
The person will always be like, okay, just take a deep breath, look away. It's gonna be okay, because they just assume that I'm gonna be afraid.
Mm.
And I'm like, nah, dude, it's fine. Chill. Just go for it. And then they're always like, wow, you're not afraid. I'm like, yes, I'm not afraid.
She's 48 kilos. She does look like she's 14. But you do never mess with Pretty Malik in a few scenarios.
Okay, number one.
One is like just being tough and strong in the gym. Because we went and did a session one time. And you wiped the floor with me.
Yes.
The second one is like going into a doctor's place and stuff like that.
I'm good.
And then the third one... is on a night out. Never compete with Pretty Malik, ladies and gentlemen. Just got my Netflix application on my phone.
Checked through.
And the confirmation.
Is it the Eras Tour?
It is not the Eras Tour.
So there's a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's not what you're talking about.
I'm sure I've seen a Taylor Swift thing on Netflix before, but let's see if Arav can help me. Hi, Arav.
Hi, Rossi. How's it going?
Am I going mad, or have I seen a Taylor Swift concert on Netflix?
No, I think you're right, and the original Swiftie is wrong. The Reputation Stadium Tour concert movie and the Miss Americana documentary are on Netflix.
Okay.
But the Eras Tour thingy...
It's not on there yet.
It's not on there, yeah.
Yeah, it's not there yet.
Why are you taking a go at me? I didn't say that he was wrong. I said there's no Eras Tour on Netflix. I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just relax. Agree to disagree here.
No, it's right. So Miss Americana is the documentary, which, by the way, if no one has ever seen, you must watch.
Is it good?
Is so good. It's such an insight into Taylor's life.
Family friendly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if the girls would be interested in that. It's it gets deep. She talks about mental health. Like, yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful topic, but I think they're too young for that.
Yeah, they're like 8 and 7.
And so, and you said, sorry, it's the Reputation World Tour that's on Netflix. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was what, 2018? 2018, I think, was Reputation. So you can watch that. The Eras Tour, which was in theaters recently, a few months ago, that will be on Disney Plus.
Okay, good, good. Are you a Swiftie, Arav?
Nope.
Okay.
Used to be, though.
But
used
I love
to be, and I used to surround myself with Swifties, so you just get a knowledge there.
Why did you leave the Swiftie Club?
I got into, I'm scared to say better music. I got into other music.
Okay.
Now I'm intrigued.
Well, now are you a big, what's it called? What's the guys from Korea called? Six people. What are they called?
BTS.
Are you a BTS fan?
Seven people.
No, I'm a metalhead.
Okay, hold on. How do we get from Taylor Swift to metal?
Well, I actually don't know. I think it was just the friend group that I found myself with. Like, I created a band with some friends, and I wanted to do a mix of, like, pop and rock. And they said, no, let's only do metal. So then I just started listening to more metal, and then
that's
became...
That's cool. What's the name of your band?
We're called Ledomer. We're, like, a cover band. Just, we only perform in our school.
Oh, that's cool. And what do you do? Do you sing? Do you play an instrument?
Oh, I play drums.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
I mean, it's not easy to play metal on the drums, I imagine. We had a guy on the show once, and they were a UAE, like, heavy metal band. What were their names?
Oh, yeah.
They were so lovely guys. Like, they look like they could destroy you in an instant.
Yes.
But they were
yes.
the nicest guy. I think their name begin with N, if I'm not mistaken. But
it's like a UAE.
Nerve cell.
Yes, that's it. Nerve cell. Rossi remembers the most interesting facts out of nowhere. We interviewed these guys like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Nerve Cell, that was the name of the band. But that's awesome. Do you want to pursue music when you're done with school?
No, but I do want to keep going as a hobby.
That's really, really
awesome.
I mean,
that's one thing I wish I'd done is like learn music properly. We've got the kids a piano teacher. I'm not sure if there's much call for a piano player in a metal band, though. But
hey, you never know.
This is Nerve Cell. By the way, if you get a chance, Arav, check him out. Nerve Cell, okay? This is what they sound like. I'll fast forward it. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
You like this? This will wake you up in the morning, won't it?
Is this what you do?
Is this?
Yeah, but a bit less aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like proper heavy. But they're really good. Check them out. Nerve Cell if you get a chance. And have a great day, okay. Arav. Thanks for being the number one Taylor Swift fan in the country. Thank you so much, mate.
No.
Pretty Malik, what's going on?
I feel guilty. I feel a bit guilty. My parents were here, right? They usually come for my birthday every single year, which is March 1st. Mm. They came mid-February.
Right.
And they just left yesterday morning. Mm. And every year, although I'm grateful for the fact that they come during my birthday and it's very sweet that they want to celebrate with me.
Yeah.
I always say it's kind of like the busiest time for us work-wise. You know, there are a lot of events going on.
Weather's
there are a lot of concerts. So we're busy, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm just giving you the heads up. I'm very busy when you're coming.
Mm.
And unfortunately, they had to cut their trip short. So they went back yesterday.
Mm.
And I barely got to spend really any time with them. It was just this past weekend. That's it. I really did not do anything much with them. And I just feel like this horrible cloud of guilt over me, you know? I felt so sad saying bye.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I just didn't do enough while they were here.
Mm.
And they don't really require much, you know? They don't really care about going out and doing activities, just spending time together. I feel like I didn't do enough.
I think that's definitely a thing, though. I have the same feeling as well. Like, when your parents go, you have that same feeling. Well, with me, it's usually like, oh, I shouldn't have really shouted at them.
You get into arguments with your parents, right?
Yeah,
you get into like serious
big
arguments.
Ones. Yeah, with like my mom anyway. But
you get into massive arguments. But I don't know.
It's normal.
I don't know if anyone else feels the same way as I do, that guilt when it comes to your parents. And I feel like as they're getting older, like you want to do more for them.
Yeah.
You know, like you just want to be able to do more for them. But I just feel like I couldn't do it. And it's driving me crazy.
Are you feeling the same as Pretty? I'm sure you are. 0487155544. So you were too busy for them, right?
Yeah. But I am going to New York in 2 weeks. At the end of the month, I'll be going for Eid.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You know what will happen, though? You'll get there. You'll get back all the way back. And then your mum will be like, sorry, I'm going out with the singing club again.
She's too busy for me.
Yeah. Yes, we are on the radio. Chris is in LA right now. What is it? Probably about 7 p.m. He's probably just out for dinner, enjoying himself, I imagine.
Yeah.
I haven't been following his stories. Does he look like he's having a good time?
You know what he got?
What?
The Apple Vision Pros.
Oh, he's been wanting them for ages.
I sent Brianna a message saying, may the force be with you, my friends.
Oh, my God. You know what's going to happen? He's not going to know how to work it. He's going to get frustrated.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Tess is on the line. Hello, Tess.
Hi, how are you, Rosie?
Great.
Good morning, Pretty.
Morning. Great. What's going on, Tess?
Hi, I just wanted to tell you that yesterday I received the cash prize and I'm just so excited. I booked the ticket immediately. I just want to say a big thank you to Virgin Radio, to CBD and to the Chris Fade Show. Thank you so much. Maraming salamat po.
Oh, what, you won on CBD on Beat the Bank Vault, was it?
I did win, yes.
Oh, so you booked
amazing.
A flight and you're going home to see who?
Yeah, to see my mom because
of
the season. Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely,
I
love that. Have a great time. And
Thank you, bye.
You deserve it, so well done. There you go. I love the stuff like
I
that.
I love when it comes full circle.
That's what it's all about. Tell us then, gossiping and men.
Well, I don't know if it has to do with men specifically, but gossiping. can be good for you.
Oh.
It's actually good for you. So there's a new study done. Stanford and University of Maryland did this study about gossiping. So they basically studied people who gossip and they realized, okay, on average, humans gossip about an hour in a day. And it's not all bad for you. It's actually good for you. This is what they came back with. They said that gossiping can create bonds amongst people because you're sharing information. So it kind of makes you cooperate with other people because you're sharing information. And it helps you determine people around you, whether they're trustworthy or not. Now, this is only true if the information that's being shared is actually factual. Mm. So it's not like you're spreading a rumor or you're making up something about someone. But if you're sharing information that's actually true, you're building like a camaraderie. It could be at the workplace or amongst friends or whatever it is. Not only that, if the information that we are quote unquote gossiping about is true, they say it validates our emotions. We feel like we have this prized information and we're sharing it with our friends or colleagues. And the biggest misconception is that gossip is always negative. But they say this study says that it's more that people are trying to make sense of their environment and trying to figure people out around them. So gossiping is good for you.
I don't believe that.
Why?
Because it like alienates people if you're talking about people behind
but
their back.
But that's what I'm saying. This is only if the information is not a lie.
Right, it's true. Right, okay. But how does the other, you know, it might not be true. How can you come 100%? Where's the facts?
I don't know.
Yeah? I don't know. I'm not a gossiping fan. I'd rather not get involved in that stuff.
That's such a lie.
No, honestly, you won't see me gossiping.
You love a good, you're telling me that if someone has a juicy piece of information, you're not going to want to know? You always want to know.
I want to know, but I don't tell everyone.
But you still want, that counts as gossiping, just because you're not
no,
the
I'm
one.
I'm just listening. I'm not.
That's your part of the cover. Oh, please. Men love gossiping more than women do. You love hearing good information. It doesn't matter if you say it to the next person or not, but if people are having a conversation, your ears are in and you are listening, my friend.
What is the definition of the word gossiping, right? It's about talking.
So what, you're talking to a wall? No, you're talking amongst people. So
yeah,
you're
but
part
you're
of the
doing
conversation.
Like if I'm listening to the gossip, that doesn't mean I'm a gossiper.
You're into it though. You are into it.
I enjoy listening to it.
Ladies, I would love to do this right now. I would love if the ladies call out your men on gossiping because Jeff is the same. He'd be like, I don't know, you girls, who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? And then he'll walk right in with his little snack and then be like, ooh, tell me what's going on with this person and this person. Men love it just as much. 0487155444.
I feel like,
ladies, I would love it if you called out your men.
I feel like we like listening, but I am not wasting my time talking about it.
But you,
I don't spread gossip.
Fine, but you love hearing it. You, please, you and Chris are the same.
That is not classed as gossip.
Yes. Oh, what? If someone comes in with new information, you two are the first ones to jump in and be like, tell me, what is it, what is it, what is it?
Yeah, listening. I'm
same.
Not doing the talking.
Ladies,
now.
Call your man out now. Call your man out now.
Call us.
I believe men love hearing some info, whether they like to admit it or not. Ladies, I'm just saying it. Ladies, call your man out because it's 100% true.
Yeah, I mean, I think most men don't like doing the gossiping, but
they love hearing it.
It's not classed as gossiping.
Yes, it is.
Let's see what Giselle thinks. Hi, Giselle. Tell us, does your husband like gossiping?
Oh, my God. Men love gossiping.
Yep.
My husband loves it. He loves the tea.
Yes.
He loves the tea.
I'm telling you, they may forget it within the next 5 minutes. However, they will sit and listen. Am I right?
Oh my God, even if they're in the room and they're not part of the conversation, they will get in part of the conversation.
Yes!
They want to hear it.
They want to inch
they will
closer.
Ask what's going on and yes. Everything. Oh my God.
Yes. No, but like that's not counted as gossip. It's just
stop
listening.
Stop doing the technicality thing, Rossi. Just admit it.
I don't do any gossiping. Giselle, your husband does. Okay, that's one that you're saying one. Okay. Who else have we got then? Krishna. Hi, Krishna.
Guys, so I don't love it, but I'm just sucked into it. It has reached to that level that we have two WhatsApp groups, one from work and one from friends and family. And we have a secret code that if someone has gossip, they will drop an emoji of popcorn. And we have to reply with emoji of tea. And then we gather around weekend and talk.
See? Krishna is sucked into the club.
Oh my God, you've got a whole emoji language for your gossip. This is another level, man.
I love that.
And give us, if you love it so much, give us some gossip.
Hey, see?
I'm listening. I'm not doing the gossip.
That counts. It counts.
Give us some, Krishna. What's the biggest story in the family of Krishna at the moment?
What's the family drama?
So, not family drama exactly. So, I can tell about work. So sometimes what happens that we get to know about someone is moving, or probably it's within office, you know, love affair. So just, you know, like we would verify from different sources.
Okay, I am sending you a tea emoji right now.
All things entertainment. Scandal. It's Pretty Malik's Gossip on Virgin Radio.
What's going on, Pretty?
So the tabloids went absolutely crazy because a video that was leaked from a pre-Oscars party featuring Leonardo DiCaprio and Tiana Taylor looking very cozy.
Oh, not Tiana.
Went everywhere. Do you like Tiana Taylor? I think she's beautiful.
I have no idea who she is.
Google while we talk.
Okay, go.
Just so you, you're a very visual person. I know. Yes. You like to see going on. Yeah. Anyway, the thing is though, Tiana Taylor is co-starring in a movie with Leo. They're working on a movie together, which is why they know each other. But Tiana's 33, so it's out of the age bracket that Leo normally goes for.
Oh, yeah, he usually goes for the 20-year-old.
Everyone got so excited, like, oh my gosh, are they together? Are they together? This could be the new It couple. Well, looks like they're not together. TMZ says they're just friends because they've obviously worked on the movie together. They are very, very close. Leo is still with his model girlfriend, Vittoria Ceretti, and there's nothing happening there. Did you find Tiana?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful, right?
Wow. Okay, sorry. Stop Googling.
Okay, so New Heights podcast. Do you know what this is, Rossi?
No.
This is the podcast that Jason and Travis Kelce, the two brothers.
Yeah.
It's called the New Heights podcast. Very American football skewed, but sometimes they talk about other things. It's actually quite good. There was something called the 2024 iHeart Podcast Awards that happened overnight in the States. And their podcast, the New Heights podcast, actually won Podcast of the Year.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing is here, their podcast started getting a lot of attention after Travis Kelce started dating Taylor Swift.
I know. I wonder if they go on like the amount of views or listens they get, you know?
Yeah, there's a jury that votes. I know that. And I think the public gets to vote as well. And I love that they acknowledge the attention their podcast has gotten after Taylor Swift got involved. In the acceptance speech, Jason, who is Travis's brother, actually gave a shout out to the Swifties.
To receive an award like this is beyond humbling. And we would be remiss if we didn't immediately thank all of the 92%ers out there, a.k.a. Swifties, who voted for us to win this award.
Thank you guys for everything. And we truly do have the best fan base in the entire world.
They've got great voices, haven't they?
They do. Honestly, their podcast, the football stuff may not make a lot of sense to you, but the other stuff, I think they're quite cool. I think you would love the two of them.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like my type of
Jason?
Friend. Yeah. Both of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Travis.
They're really chill. It's a cool little thing that you can listen to.
But I reckon if they ever came to the UAE, I know he stopped here recently, but he'd definitely come out with me to like McGettigan's or something.
100%.
He's that type of guy.
Totally that type of guy.
Yeah.
Totally. They'd be dancing on tables with you. And finally, I cannot believe today is Wednesday and we're still talking about Kate Middleton's bad Photoshop job.
What?
People are just not letting it go. So I'll give you the quick recap. On Mother's Day on Sunday, the official account of the royals in the UK posted up this photo of Kate Middleton with her children.
Right.
And it was bad. Like, there was bad Photoshop, obviously bad Photoshop in it. Five news agencies then go ahead and issue a withdrawal notice saying we will not publish this photo because it looks manipulated. Kate Middleton then comes out and says, listen, I photoshopped it. It was a bad job. I'm sorry to cause all this confusion and chaos. The reason the photo was a big deal was Kate had abdominal surgery and she was missing in the public eye for like months. We've not seen her. And this is the first image that we see. And it's photoshopped. So it was like fueling all these conspiracy theories. Now experts have sat down to actually count how many mistakes were in the photo.
Right.
They've counted at least 16 editing mistakes. Some of them include Charlotte missing a part of her left sleeve, her hair being cut off. Louis' sweater sleeve is contorted. His finger looks cut off. George's sweater sleeve has weird lines, and Kate's hand is out of focus.
And George's arm is as long as, like, the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, it's like it's extended, right, somehow?
Yeah.
So experts are literally sitting down and analyzing this photo, counting mistakes. Just leave her alone. Everyone photoshops, and she did a bad job.
I get that, but come on, pretty. This is like, what is she, the Duchess of...
The Princess of Wales.
Yeah, sorry. I should know this, being, yeah, you know, English or whatever. But I can't see her doing her own Photoshop jobs.
I mean, she owned up to it. So I don't know. I mean, I don't believe that either. Someone definitely got fired. Like, someone definitely got fired.
Yeah, I reckon. Definitely. Yeah. Because, like, you know, when they do these special photos, they probably have a photographer coming in and everything.
Yeah, but they're saying that they took two photos and merged them together.
Yeah. Like an AI job.
But then everyone's like, then where's Kate? Why haven't we seen her?
Well, why doesn't she just, like, you know, come out one day and just pop to the shops? So, like, she's alive and well.
There was a photo of her and William in the car, but her face is turned away from the cameras.
Dun, dun, dun. It's another Britney Spears.
The conspiracy theories are running wild.
Oh, thank you very much, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your time.
Peace out, home fries.
It's time to play a little bit of a game that involves the one, the only Taylor Swift.
What's the name of the game, Rossi?
Is it a Taylor Swift product or is it a Bath and Body Works product? No, that's not right.
Nope.
Is it a Taylor Swift song or is it a Bath and Body Works product?
Yes, and to do this game, we've got a Swiftie in the studio with us by the name of Basma.
Hello.
Hi, Basma. You're a massive Swiftie.
Yes, I'm a massive Swiftie, but Big Rossi, are you?
I am. I've become a Swiftie in the last...
Well,
his daughters are big Taylor Swift fans.
They went to watch a Taylor Swift tribute on the QE2, right? They got a limousine down there. They were loving it. And
that's beautiful.
Annie came back and she was like, she looked at me. Taylor Swift looked at me.
Oh, bless
and
her.
She waved at me.
Bless
and I was like,
her.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
So she actually thinks she saw Taylor Swift?
No,
I love
she
that.
Knows it's not Taylor Swift.
But whoever the lady was, that was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
she was
cute.
So happy.
I love that.
So I'm now officially a Swiftie.
So now how are we going to do this, Ross? Are we going to write down our answers?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to write down our answers. Buster, you're going to read something out. We have to figure out whether it's a Bath & Body Works product or a Taylor Swift song. Let's
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Let's put you to the test, Big Rossi and Pretty Malik.
Okay, number
go.
One.
Number one. Is this a Taylor Swift song or Bath & Body Works product? You are the one. You are the one. Okay.
Sounds very Taylor Swift-like, though, doesn't it? You are the one.
Come on, Rossi, your answer.
I'm going to say Taylor.
Okay. I'm going to say I said Taylor Swift song.
Oh, you are both wrong. I'm so sorry. It's Bath and Body Works product.
What
really?
Is it? There's no thing called You Are the One.
Well, maybe you need to go back to the store.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
check
it.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself, Pretty Malik.
Is it a scent I like? Is it vanilla-y?
Is it spelled you? Are the one.
Yes, you are
the
one.
Okay, next one.
Next one. Afterglow.
Afterglow. Oof. I'm going to say that's a Bath & Body Works as well.
Why are you saying it out loud? I'm trying to think.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, no cheating. Come on, Pretty Malik.
Afterglow. Mm-hmm. I'll say Taylor Swift song.
And you are correct. It is called Afterglow.
Well, this is a Taylor Swift song. Afterglow. It sounds very Bath and Body Works, though. You put it on after the bath,
afterglow.
You know.
So 1 point for me. Yay.
Yay, Pretty Malik in the lead. All right, next one.
Yep.
Meet Me in Miami.
Meet Me in Miami. Okay, I got that.
I'm going to go.
You ready? All right, what are you saying?
I'm saying bath.
I'm saying Bath and Body.
And you are both correct.
Yay!
Yes.
Rossi on one, Pretty on two.
That's right. Okay.
I'm keeping a note of the scores here because we all know how competitive I am. Okay, what's next?
And we are, okay, Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
I mean, I could not imagine a Taylor Swift song.
I'm going to go Bath and Body. And
I'm going to go Bath and Body, yeah.
I'm sorry. You're both wrong. It is a Taylor Swift song.
You're joking. Let's hear it then. Gold Rush.
I don't like a gold rush, gold rush. I don't like anticipating my face in a red flush.
I don't know this song.
What album was this from, I wonder?
Okay, let's do one more here, Basma. Last one.
All right. Rusty, are you sure you're a fan?
I mean, I'm trying to think what album this is from. It's not Reputation.
Ask Isla and Annie.
It's not Lover. It's not on Lover. I don't know.
All right. Last one. Your last chance, Rusty, to prove you're a Swiftie. Lavender Haze.
Oh.
Definitely Bath and Body
Works. Oh!
Really? Lavender Haze, you think
no
that's a Taylor?
No cheating, Rossi. Don't look at
I'm going to say a Bath and Body Works
Taylor
product.
Taylor Swift song.
Locked in, Rossi?
I'm saying Bath and Body Works
okay,
product.
Okay, and it is a Taylor Swift song.
Oh.
Pretty Malik
you knew
this one.
I initially thought Bath and Body, but then I remembered, I think this is a song off one of her later albums.
Uh-huh,
I remember
is.
Lavender Haze.
I could just imagine, you know, applying some Lavender Haze after you get out the bath, get you ready for the bed. But it's a Taylor Swift song. Congratulations.
Thank
Pretty
so
Malik
much.
Is victorious, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
she
you,
is the biggest Swiftie on the show. My kids are going to be so disappointed with me.
Come on, Dad.
Needs to do some research, I think. What I love about Virgin lately is we're playing some of those songs that are just amazing.
Yeah, just a little bit different songs that we kind of forgot about, but they're back. And this is all actually kind of thanks to you, because from time to time we ask you to take a music survey, and we're actually running one right now. So what you do is you go to our website at virginradiodubai.com and you pick the hits for us. Tell us what songs you want to hear. Tell us what songs you don't want to hear. And in return, we give you the prizes as well. If you do the survey right now at virginradiodubai.com, you enter into the draw to win a one-night stay at the Armani Hotel, Dubai. Includes breakfast and two tickets for our very own concert. Virgin Radio presents the Kid Laroi, Ian Dior, and Carl Wolf. April 19th.
Yeah, head to virginradiodubai.com. Pick the hits for your chance to win. But it's all in that area, isn't it? Because obviously, Kid Laroi going to be at the Coca-Cola Arena, so then you can go to the concert.
Exactly.
Cross back over to the Armani Hotel for your one night stay,
and you can have a beautiful dinner at Armani Hashi as well. Classic Japanese culinary artistry. It's beautiful food. So go and check it out. VirginRadioDubai.com. Win a one night stay.
I mean, it's just we're getting you to do the work for us, basically.
Yeah, basically.
with the music selection. Go and do it right now, though. VirginRadioDubai.com.
The Chris Fade Show.
I think my wife has got a wrong career ahead of her, like what she's doing now. She's a teacher, but
yeah.
Yesterday we got delivered via Amazon one of these things. Now, I know you've experienced this because I think when you were on holiday with Chris Fade, he had this same thing. It's like a wax ear removal thing.
Oh, gosh.
But it's got the camera on the end.
Yep.
Right? And it came through the post yesterday. Another package that gets delivered. Probably about 20 packages a day rock up at my door, by the way. But that's another story. So this camera thing came, and then Liz is chasing everyone around the house, trying to pick in their ears and stuff like that.
That's exactly what Chris tried to do to me.
Yeah.
And he was chasing me around his house in LA. He's like, let me look in your ear. Let me look in your ear.
Yeah.
Like, what obsession do you have
with
this?
Some people are like, they really enjoy like picking stuff. Like, this is a bit disgusting.
But she's
not listening right now, so I can get away with it.
You won't get in trouble.
A little bit of psoriasis in my ear there, right?
Yeah.
That's at the moment, having a baby, that's the most excitement we get. She picks the psoriasis out my ear. It's disgusting. That's how we connect.
She picks your psoriasis.
It's pretty horrible. But like... Did I do what?
Did you let her look at your ear?
Yeah. She looks in my ear. She's got the camera looking on the phone. It's getting it all out. It's disgusting. Sorry. I know it is disgusting. But like, what is it with like... I don't know, is it just women and pickers?
I don't know if it's just a woman thing, but you know, there are these accounts on like TikTok, like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, like that is disgusting to me.
But like, for example, Chris loves watching that. He loves watching that. So there's a fixation by a certain group of people, men and women, who are just obsessed with watching those videos. You know, like when they get rid of like an ingrown hair, Dr. Pimple Popper, all of these things. It's I don't horrible. Know what it is. I can't really watch it.
Like, some people like watching this stuff, or they like doing it to their partners. You know, I am a victim of the itchy, scratchy Liz. She likes just picking stuff off me. Like, it's like she's like some type of monkey grooming me or something. You know what I mean?
Don't
like,
say that about Liz.
But it is. Is that where it stems from? You know, I don't know.
Wait, what?
Well,
do you mean?
That's basically what it is. You know, when you see like a monkey grooming their partner.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Does it date back to those times? I mean, if Liz was a monkey, she'd probably be a silverback gorilla, to be honest.
So you're going to be in so much trouble.
Oh, call us if you experience the same. Lil Boo Thing, dedicated to all of the people that like to scratch and itch their partners and pick skin off their bodies. It is Virgin Radio 104.4. We do not condone that. But it seems that Liz is not on her own. There's lots of other people.
Your wife loves doing this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she loves doing it to me, putting a finger in my ear. She just got an earwax removal thing, which is, it is impressive because you can see right in your ear. But she was doing it to the whole house yesterday. I'm surprised that the dog escaped, you know, because he would have been involved.
Poor Chester.
I know. Shadna, are you feeling this? Do you know what we're talking about? Shadna.
Feel it. Yeah. Because I do that as well to my kids and my husband, and they hate it.
You do it as well. So it's not just Liz. You're also doing it too.
Yeah, as I was saying, it's quite satisfying. Like, it is, I don't know, there's an ah moment, like, oh God, okay, it's done. Okay, like, in a satisfying way. Okay, I don't know if any one of you understand that part, but it is so satisfying.
What are we dealing with, Doctor? What are you, Dr. Shadna, what are you investigating on your partner's body? Please tell us more.
If he has any pimple or any small bumps on his shoulders, I'm like, oh, look, what is that? Let me see.
Dr. Shadna takes over and pops all of those pimples there. Thank you, Dr. Yes. Shadna. Please send us a prescription. Thank you very much. Okay, that's one who likes it. Who have we got here then? We've got Chitty.
Chitty.
Hi. No, wait there. Sorry. Don't know what's wrong with me today. There you go. Chitty, tell us. Are you also the same?
Yeah, I love to remove the pimples. So, because when they are there, I feel like they are not supposed to be on the human body. They should get out of there, so I just pop them out.
So do a quick operation. Do you involve a scalpel, or is it just fingers?
So what teenagers, they run from me. They run from me whenever they have pimples, because I have to pop it out.
Can you imagine? You've got a pimple, Chitty's running down the street, talking to a random stranger. You've got a pimple, let me pop it!
Do you do it to random people, or is it just family members?
No, to my husband, to my family, yeah.
Only that's family it. Members, that's good. So you're not walking down like JBR going, oh, I can see a pimple there, an ingrown hair, come here. Only to family members, that's good. All right, there you go. Well, thank you so much for your call, Chitty. It seems that Liz is not alone then.
She's not the only one, Rossi. Let her be, okay?
Okay, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Hollywood.
Glitz and glamour.
Pretty Malik gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip.
On Virgin Radio.
You know I love all my reality TV shows, right?
Yeah.
So Celebrity Big Brother is happening in the UK right now. Sharon Osbourne is on there.
Yeah.
She has spilled the tea. James Corden, Ellen DeGeneres, Adele, she has gone in on all of them. So she was sitting and having a conversation with Kate Middleton's uncle, Gary Goldsmith, and Louis Walsh, who's been like judges. He's managed a bunch of bands and stuff and
all that.
Yeah,
it's like Westlife and all that.
So they're having a conversation. They started talking about people who are name droppers in the industry. So that means like people who always like to refer, oh, I'm friends with this celebrity. This celebrity gave me this. And Sharon Osbourne went in on James Corden. Have a listen.
Adele's lost her way a little bit.
That's Adele. Plays the old.
Oh, sorry, the wrong one, is it? Okay, where's the other one? Oh, got it. Yeah, sorry, there we go. Got it. That's
James Corden. I go to him. I really like your shoes, and he goes, "Yes, Stella McCartney." I didn't ask you who made them. I just said I like your shoes, but he constantly throws out names.
He always does.
When he got to America, he was, you know, played the LA game really well.
Anna Wintour.
Oh, she loves
him. I know that.
But who loves Anna Wintour?
Exactly, Anna Wintour. And Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, nasty.
That's so nasty. Oh, I mean, we've all heard the stories about James Corden, but this is like legit. And then in another conversation, they started saying Adele is fake.
Oh my gosh.
Adele's lost her way a little bit.
I think that she plays the old love. Oh, wow, I'm so English.
I love you, by the way. That's brilliant.
And it's like, cut the you don't talk like that just anymore. Sing. Just sing. Just be true to who you are. But she does all this old English, you know.
She's not going to make many friends, is she?
I don't think she cares, Sharon Osbourne. And finally, Justin Timberlake is going to be dropping his brand new album this Friday. So far, the songs that have been released, we've been a little bit underwhelmed. I think that's safe to say. Selfish is growing on me now. Mm. It's a good driving song, but it's not that JT sound we're looking for. Well, he debuted one more new song off the album during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel. This is called No Angels.
Oh, the big reveal. Here we go. Exciting. Justin Timberlake. Is it like I Love You? Is it like Senorita? Let's go. Dance.
What do we think? It's not what you're looking for, is it?
Not really. It's a bit sort of like disco-y, isn't it?
It's a bit like his, what's that song?
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah, it's a bit Can't Stop the Feeling. Anyways, the album drops on Friday. Let's see what it's all about then.
It is very like Can't Stop the Feeling, actually, isn't it?
No, that's Miley.
Miley Cyrus. Sorry.
Rossi, I think we just we're pressing all the wrong ones. It's just been a disaster, this whole thing.
Sounds like this.
It does.
Sounds like it should be in a Trolls movie, shouldn't it?
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I mean, he's going for that disco sound, isn't he? I suppose no one else is doing this sort of sound at the moment. Maybe
Dua Lipa. Are you kidding me? It's totally Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, and then who was it who copied Dua Lipa? Or sounds?
Ariana Grande is doing this vibe as well.
And I think Selena Gomez's song sounds a little...
Yep.
Maybe disco is the new vibe. Hit us with your tag, Pretty Malik.
Peace out, home fries.
Thank you very much. What I love about Virgin lately is we're playing some of those songs that are just amazing.
Yeah, just a little bit different songs that we kind of forgot about, but they're back. And this is all actually kind of thanks to you, because from time to time we ask you to take a music survey, and we're actually running one right now. So what you do is you go to our website at virginradiodubai.com and you pick the hits for us. Tell us what songs you want to hear. Tell us what songs you don't want to hear. And in return, we give you the prizes as well. If you do the survey right now at virginradiodubai.com, you enter into the draw to win a one-night stay at the Armani Hotel, Dubai. Includes breakfast and two tickets for our very own concert. Virgin Radio presents the Kid Laroi, Ian Dior, and Carl Wolf.
Just
April 19th.
Yeah, head to virginradiodubai.com. Pick the hits for your chance to win. But it's all in that area, isn't it? Because obviously, Kid Laroi is going to be at the Coca-Cola Arena. So then you can go to the concert.
Exactly.
Cross back over to the Armani Hotel for your one night stay.
And you can have a beautiful dinner at Armani Hashi as well. Classic Japanese culinary artistry. It's beautiful food. So go and check it out. VirginRadioDubai.com. Win a one night stay.
I mean, it's just, we're getting you to do the work for us, basically.
Yeah, basically.
with the music selection. Go and do it right now, though. VirginRadioDubai.com.
The Chris Fade Show.
That's it for us on The Chris Fade Show for another day. We will be back later on for the Hour of Power from 6.
Yes, and if you're breaking fast today, it will be at 6:30.
We just need to decide what we're going to do tomorrow on tomorrow's show, Pretty Malik.
I'll leave it to you.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that one. have a great Wednesday, whatever you're doing. Enjoy your iftar later on, Ramadan Kareem, and we will see you tomorrow from 7.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.